Yeah, this is Jerry Pippin along with Paula Harris, and Russell Targ is our guest. He is a physicist and author who was a pioneer in the development of the laser and co-founder at the Stanford Research Institute's investigation into psychic abilities back in the 1970s and 1980s. Recently, Mr. Targ authored several books. The most recent one is Limitless Minds, A Guide to Remote Viewing and Transformation of Consciousness. He's co-author of Mind Reach, Scientists Look at Psychic Abilities, The Mind Race, Understanding and Using Psychic Abilities, Miracles of Mind, Remote Viewing and Spiritual Healing, and The Heart of the Mind, How to Experience God Without
Belief. Well, I spent a lot of time sitting in the dark. I spent a decade sitting with my eyes shut, helping people.
Yes. Situation we need
what,
to look
what
at.
What about ethics in this, Russell?
Well, I think
how do you feel about it personally?
Well, I don't think that psychic abilities are sacred, if that's what you're asking. I think that psychic abilities are just abilities. And as a scientist, my interest in psychic abilities and remote viewing is what they clearly show is that we profoundly misunderstand the nature of the space and time in which we live. We live in a world where your consciousness is in intimate contact with places and times that are separated from the location of your physical body. So what it shows is that your consciousness is profoundly non-local and your awareness fills all of space and time. So it shows that whereas in modern physics we talk about non-locality as a kind of entanglement between elementary particles. The idea of entanglement has come into common usage now, but remote viewing is not really the entanglement between this person and that person. It's more the fact that we live in a world where the geometry of space and time is inherently non-local. That is, it's a geometry of space and time that allows our awareness to describe things that are physically distant, because in the domain of consciousness, there is no distance. That is to say, we live in a physical plane. That is, there's floorboards under our feet and physical separation in feet between where we're sitting. But on the conscious plane, there is no separation at all. Once you get off of the physical plane with your consciousness, then you have the opportunity to experience things that are physically distant from where you're sitting, but in conscious, if you go and make use of the non-local connections, there's no separation at all. And I should say this is the old idea. This is not modern physics. In the Buddhist teachings, every page of the Buddhist writings, such as the Prajnaparamita, to the compendium of Buddha's writings, you find that separation is an illusion, and the illusion of separation is something described throughout all the writing. That's been understood for 2,500 years.
I think Russell is saying that it's like hearing or seeing or tasting. It's just a sixth sense. It's nothing strange. We all have it. And I guess the other part of that is if we all have it, then maybe you couldn't have a stock market because we would all know. So it gets really complicated because if we all knew and we all could read each other's minds, then people wouldn't be lying, so we wouldn't have all kinds of situations we have today. We'd be using our consciousness. We wouldn't be using our very limited senses.
You know, Paula, Russell, you mentioned this location thing. Immediately I thought about interplanetary operations. I hear stories about remote viewing on Mars. You know anything about that?
Yes, Ingo Swann did remote viewing early on, describing rings around the Saturn of around the planet Jupiter, whereas everyone knows about the rings of Saturn. But as the Pioneer spacecraft was being launched, Ingo volunteered to take a look at Jupiter as well, and he said that Jupiter not only has rings, but the Pioneer spacecraft will show those rings. And I wanted to mention that remote viewing is a widely distributed ability. that in the workshop, we had 500 people here. I would say everyone at the workshop either did something psychic or saw something psychic. And the book that I published 2 years ago called Limitless Mind shows the protocols we used at SRI so that a person wanted to begin to get in touch with their psychic abilities, they could just look at the experimental portion of Limitless Mind, find a friend to do experiments with, and are very likely able to demonstrate their own psychic abilities.
But using it is another thing. It takes a responsibility. I mean, as far as you make your life easier, you also said it's like knowing where the keys to the car are or where there's this parking spot. But it's even more than that for a lot of people.
That's right. My daughter used to, when my daughter was a college student, she would call me up and say, I've lost my term paper. Do you see a purple folder? And I would close my eyes and say, have you tried looking behind the piano? And she'd roll out the piano and find her folder. So it's definitely an ability to find lost objects.
Did this ability, was it developed over the years, or did you have an originally as a child?
Well, I found psychic abilities creeping into my life as a teenager when I would do stage magic. That is every
interesting little sidelight to his life.
He was a magician.
Yeah,
can you imagine the magician?
Every magician who does mental magic has the experience of suddenly knowing more about the person you're tricking than is revealed to you by the trick that you just did. So that's something. Even magicians who hate ESP will agree that sometimes they get some additional information. I should say, if you want more information from me, I have a website which will lead to more information and also allow you to contact me. My website is www.espresearch.com, and I generally answer my email.
Paula Harris is with me, and I'm Jerry Pippin. We're talking with Russell Targ, and I guess you have to have a quiet place to do this remote viewing, Russell. We're in a casino. Maybe when we come back, we'll talk about casinos and remote viewing, hunches, psychic hunches. It kind of interests me. I think it will the listeners, too. Don't go away. But first, I just want to take a moment to remind you that you can go to UFOTV.com and get UFOT sticker and iron-on fun kit for free. You can download it, and all of this stuff is for free. It's now available at www.ufotv.com. UFOTV Area 51 Groom Lake Yacht Club stickers. Iron-on Fun Kit. These are stickers with really great artwork. Really rivals anything that Disney has put out. Well, in fact, I suspect that Tim Crawford's recent announcement about using some of the former Disney principles in creating the first worldwide video internet TV network has really come into play here. UFOTV has a great ebook section, by the way, as well. A free ebook is available each month. So take your time and go to UFOTV.com. For the best in UFO and conspiracy documentary films. No one has a better selection, trust me. Great informational and entertainment videos worldwide and at prices you can afford. Streams for as low as $1.99. Check it out. Just go to UFOTV.com and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. That's UFOTV.com. Russell Targ, let's get to the casino question. I don't imagine that's a good place for remote viewing, but maybe it's been tried.
Right, the casino is very unconducive to quieting your mind. They have constant noise and jingling sounds and music and every other kind of noise piped in addition to the machines, so as to keep you both on edge and hypnotized and definitely not psychic. That is, a experienced player can walk around a casino and be intuitive about which machine is going to pay off and then put his money in that machine. But the more noise there is in the environment, the more difficult that is to do.
Have you ever tried that, like in playing 21?
Yeah, I've done both of those things. After I left Lockheed, Lockheed was my last industrial job, and I then helped create a ESP program at a little company called Interval Research, started by Paul Allen, who is one of the Microsoft billionaires. And I was trying to interest the management in the reality of psychic functioning at a conference of the Society for Scientific Exploration. And I had given a little talk about the fact that you could determine which machines are going to pay off. And after my talk, they said, well, if you can do that, I'd like to see it. And I walked around. In one circuit, I pulled two jackpots and made $800 in the old days when the dollars come tinkling out of the machine. And based on that $800 win, we started a program at Interval that ran for several years.
And this picture ended up on the security wall. You
know? No, they kicked him out of the casinos, I think.
Now, my daughter got kicked out of a casino. My daughter, Elizabeth Targ, who is a psychiatrist, working together with Hella Hammett, who is one of our great psychic superstars at SRI, very lovely, personable woman, cultivated woman, together with James Spottiswood, who's a mathematician. The three of them went to a Las Vegas casino for the purpose of making a lot of money using this associative remote viewing with roulette. And they were betting high, low, and middle. That is to say, they'd use associative remote viewing, which is the game with three objects, where they would try and determine whether the ball would stop between 1 and 12, 13 to 24, 25 to 36, which is has a 3-to-1 payoff. Of course, the house wins if you get 0 or double 0, so it's not a fair game, but it's almost a fair game. And if you put down $1,000 and win, they give you $3,000. So, well, I was not part of this. My daughter was the ringleader, the second generation. So you had three quite psychic people, Elizabeth Hella and James Spottiswood. They would sit up in their hotel room where it's nice and quiet, and one of these three psychic explorers would quiet her mind and say, I see something that looks like a paperclip. And then James would look and see which of the three objects was most like a paperclip. And he would decide that that's the object that corresponded to the middle group between 13 and 25. The three of them would then go downstairs, wait for the exact hour, exactly 9 o'clock or exactly 8 o'clock. They'd put their $1,000 down on the middle ramp. The roulette has high, low, and middle along the side of the table. They'd put their $1,000 in chips down. They'd spin the wheel, win, collect their $3,000, and go back to the room. At the end of the evening, they had made $15,000 from four spins of the wheel, and the pit boss could see that these three cheerful young people looked nothing like the usual customers bumbling around the table. So after they had swept up their $15,000 for the fourth spin, they say, okay, kids, it's time to leave the casino right now. And they were escorted out by the men in black. But there was a perfectly successful trip in using this associative remote viewing to win at the roulette table.
Russell, I know you got to go here in just a second, and Paula has a meeting. But that was great. I love that story about the roulette. We'll be back to wrap this up with Russell Targ. What a phenomenal guy, and what a great interview. What a great show. We'll be right back. Speaking of great shows, let's talk about UFOTV.com. I'll take time out to let you know that this program is sponsored by UFOTV.com, the definitive source for UFO media on the Internet. Now featuring broadband streaming for as low as $1.99 and worldwide downloads of your favorite films. Downloads $9.95. Free UPS ground shipping, too, by the way. If you order before noon Pacific, it'll be shipped the same day. We're talking free of charge. UFO TV has the largest selection of UFO DVDs in the universe. Remember, they have a live person standing by to answer your questions about UFO TV anytime. Feel free to call the number. It's right there on the website. I hope you do take time out to check out the best in UFO media anywhere simply by going to www.ufotv.com. Russell Targ is our guest, and it's been a great show here, Russell, talking about remote viewing and psychic healing and gambling. you have any books out? Probably working on a new book now.
Well, I'm always writing another book. I've just finished writing a book called Do You See What I See? Which is the memoirs of a blind biker.
He is a motorcycle person, by the way. He did ride motorcycles up until recently.
I started to say, you still, I have a vision impairment. I wouldn't dare get on a motorcycle.
I've been legally blind since childhood, so I have a lot of experience.
Oh, so you're used to it.
I have a lot of experience running.
I've only got 5 years.
I have a lot of experience running around with 20/200 vision, but I was able to convince the Department of Motor Vehicles to let me have a tiny engine on my bike with a letter from a optometrist who gave me a basically vacuous letter saying that my vision had not deteriorated and I should be allowed to ride anything I can do safely. And with that silly letter, they let me start out with a 50cc French engine rubbing against the tire. But at the end of 35 years, I had a freeway legal 250cc Honda Nighthawk, which I rode.
No.
I rode that.
I trust him. I would have ridden on the back. He's psychic. He's a psychic motorcycle driver.
So the new book is called You See What I See, Memoirs of a Blind Biker, which describes, at least in part, how I managed to ride my motorcycle for 35 years through the byways, potholes, and highways of the San Francisco Bay Area. And I talk about the start of the remote viewing program and the fact that we need to understand psychic functioning as a way of understanding who we are as people with the potential for this great spacious realization, so we can begin to quiet our minds and experience the flow of loving awareness, which is our inherent nature.
The website again for you?
My website is www.espresearch.com.
We're so honored to have had you, Russell. Thank you so much for sharing.
I'm always very happy to chat with you.
It was a great pleasure meeting you for the first time. And, Paula, it's always interesting having you with here. You always come up with some interesting people.
Well, I love to do the show with you, Jerry. Thank you very much.